This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome back to our podcast, Plans, Hope, and a Future. We hope you guys are doing well. I saw the whoop whoop, although I didn't hear you do a whoop whoop. There you go. I saw your lips move, but I didn't hear anything. we're so excited about tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a deep one again. It's actually going to be part two of last week's start of spiritual warfare. Not intentionally meaning to do that, but it's kind of how it's worked out.
Something's in the atmosphere, friends. Gosh. Something's in the atmosphere.
Man, oh man. Like, I feel like I am surrounded with battles right now. Like, and I myself am feeling like I'm in a battle.
Yeah.
It's been very odd, the feeling of something is happening and not being able to put my finger on it. So That's when you lean into, is it something else perhaps?
Yeah. So friends, if you are out there listening and you are experiencing anything, let us know. Let us know what is going on in your world. If you feel like the enemy is up to something, because it's been a little interesting for sure. But as always, God wins. So
God wins, right?
God is good and he's amazing. And I had an amazing opportunity to go on a retreat this past weekend.
Yeah,
I did share. Jen was talking about her retreat. So how about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to jump into that one too much, but
she got a massage at her retreat, though, folks. Remember that. She got a massage.
Oh, yeah. 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 My last retreat. Got you.
Yes. So she was talking about her retreat last episode and how she got this massage.
Oh my gosh.
Pampered.
It was, shout out to Faith Freedom Life. That was their retreat. Yes. And it was free to all the ladies that attended, including myself. And yeah, it was one of the best back massages I've ever received. And oh my gosh. So, you know, I have lots of issues with my shoulder because of I had a tumor removed off my neck and it messed with all the nerves. And so this has been going on. Gosh, it'll be actually it will be 4 years, May 20th. So anyway.
Wow.
And she massaged my shoulder in such a way that I felt relief. It was like, it was so great. But yeah, different kind of retreat though than what you went to. But you went to almost what is the holy grail of deliverance, if you will.
Yeah. Well, at least to us, right?
Well, to us, right. And to a lot of people in Cincinnati, apparently, too.
A lot of people. And I know you all have heard Jen and I plug Bear Creek Ranch before, and that is where I went this past weekend. And they were actually at a ranch, y'all. I got to go and experience them at a ranch for the first time, because typically they were in hotels before. So this was a really nice experience.
And the hotels were conference rooms. Like they rent out the conference rooms and be in there. So it was kind of
uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Business-like.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I was so impressed with the pictures I saw of the actual thing that they built, the ranch. Yeah. It looked very comfortable, very inviting, very like home.
Very well done. Very well done. And it's beautifully decorated and got to have meals together, break bread together. And it was a delightful time. But man, leading up to that weekend, there was spiritual warfare all around me. I took a friend down who was getting some deliverance, and she got attacked, and the enemy just did not want her to go. But man, we found some sweet relief, and I got to come back filled up to the tippy top. So it was an amazing experience. And It was funny because I was listening today to our spiritual warfare episode that we just put out, the one right before this, if you want to go back and listen. But I'm kind of a skeptic when it comes to all this. And I'm always kind of in the middle, and I'm always kind of playing it like, let's focus on the Lord. The enemy is nothing, you know? And so I never want to give too much focus to the enemy. But I experienced some things that I couldn't deny that there was major spiritual warfare around me. Yeah. And now I have great compassion for all of you friends out there who experience this all the time. And I'm so sorry that you have to experience that.
Yeah. 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 Like being able to see demonic influences, like actually tangible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Presence. Yeah.
Yeah. I never saw monsters under my bed as a kid. Like I never saw scary things as a child. And I know many of you out there listening probably have some of those experiences because I hear all those things all the time, but because that's not been my experience, I kind of just like call BS on it. I'm just like, you know, unless you like really experience something you really like, I don't think you believe it deep inside. Like I have relationships with people who experience these things, so I believe it. But until you experience it like tangibly, like physically, you have the experience, you're like, whoa, this is real. And so I had an incident, and I don't know if I should go into detail, but there's no doubt now to me that these things are very real, and which I should have known. I've went down there to get deliverance before for myself. But I never had a physical experience. So
I think it's important to share with your experience that it involved a nightmare and a physical, like it caused you physical pain that you struggled with through the day. So without revealing too much about the rest of it.
Right.
I think that's really super important because I shared with you like before we started recording that I used to have, I'd be half awake, half asleep, trying to wake up, feeling like something was choking me. I'm trying to yell and I can't yell. I can just kind of make noise. I can't form words. Like I'm paralyzed. Right. And my doctor just dismissed it as night terrors. Well, I know there was more to that. Like it was scary stuff. I had it happen for a while, and then now I no longer have that happen. So
praise
I think yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. But it was really scary. And I think there's something to the vulnerability of sleep and that the enemy takes advantage of. And I don't know if we said this in the last episode too, like as much as we have a God that we serve, there is an enemy that is working to destroy us. Like there is an enemy. Like some people say, oh, Satan's not real. Demonic influence isn't real. You know, hell isn't real. I've literally heard that. And it's like, we have a God that we serve, and there's a heaven and there are angels, just like there is a hell. There is an enemy and there are demons. Uh-huh. And their sole purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all they want to do. There's no redemption, no goodness in them, no whatever. Their whole goal is to destroy us in whatever ways they can. And they will do it in subtle ways, and they'll do it in overt ways. And with the sleep, I think that you're at your most vulnerable, and that the enemy will make it seem like it's a nightmare or whatever, and it can be a demonic influence. That's just my opinion. I'm not an expert on spiritual warfare. I can only share with you my experience.
Right.
So, don't.
Well, and I think you're right. I think it's important because, you know, I think everyone has their own faith journey. And although talking about deliverance and the demonic is not what I like to focus on because God is way bigger and he's good, but these things are in the Bible and they are real and they have been dealt with for a very long time. But you really don't, like I said, you don't really get to know that it's really real until you experience it firsthand, right? So I know deliverance without a doubt is real because I've had my own personal experience. And when I went to deliverance, I think 5 years ago, I know that I'm a completely different person now than I was then. Like I'm not the same human. So I have my personal experience. And, but this past weekend, it was pretty obvious, all the events leading up to it, that this person I was taking, there was all kinds of spiritual attacks to try to not allow her to go. And so the night before the deliverance, we were staying in an Airbnb and I was sleeping and I had a nightmare where an ostrich was pecking the back of my head, and it was pecking it so hard that it woke me from my sleep, and I woke up with my head bobbing back and forth and still feeling the pecking of the back of my head, and it hurt so bad that I had to take ibuprofen, and I felt the impact of it the entire day. It was wild. Like I had tangible, like my head was literally hurting. I kept holding my head the entire day. So a lot of people will tell you, you know, to go and clean out your, as Jen talked about, do some spiritual cleaning of your house and your room, and those are great. That's great information. But because I've never experienced it in that way, I didn't think that it was a big deal to do. So after that, I will always make sure I do that. And we got back to the Airbnb that night, and I made sure that was the first thing I did as I was entering in, telling the, you know, the enemy to go in Jesus' name. And it can really be that easy. You don't have to have a prayer wrote up that is perfect, but you have the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can literally just say, anything that is not of God, named or unnamed, go in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Amen. Yeah. It can really be that easy. So
I'm glad you said that. I was actually, as you were talking, looking up the example of a prayer, a room cleaning prayer of that I actually walked around with this in my hand and prayed it. But this is just an example, just like Tiffany said, it doesn't have to be this exact. But if you were looking for something, it says, I command anything unclean or foul in this room to leave in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, and I loose the blood of the Lamb to cleanse this place and the oil of the Holy Spirit to saturate it. This is our house and you have no legal right here. And so the basis of that prayer is whatever space that you occupy, as far as it is your space, even if it's a temporary space like a hotel room, you have the legal right to claim that space.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like house clean a motel room before you sleep there. You can house clean a bedroom or an Airbnb that you're staying in. It's a wonderful thing to do. It really is. And so Bear Creek had recommended that you start either at the, like if you have a two-story house or whatever, start at the top of your house at the furthest room, and you just are walking forward through your house, cleaning each room, and you say this prayer in every single room, even down into the basement. So that's literally what I did. I said this prayer, couldn't tell you how many times, walking through my big house. And I noticed a distinct difference.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, I mean, the first time I did, I was just like, wow, this is really cool. And when I've had moments where I can't sleep and I wake up very anxious and worried, if I remember to say that prayer, then I have had like a lot of peace. Like I'm able to like sleep. So it's
Wow.
not like a magic bullet, but if you suspect there's any kind of demonic influence happening in some of what's going on around you, it couldn't hurt to pray this prayer, right? I mean,
right.
Not
Or
every,
prayer.
right. And we're not
And
saying
say it
either.
out loud. Say it out loud because
Right.
the enemy can't hear your thoughts.
That's correct.
Like
Yep.
God can hear your thoughts. So, and he knows your heart, and God is amazing. And you don't even have to utter a word. He hears our groans from our spirit. Like he's amazing, but the enemy is not amazing. And so you have to say it out loud.
Yeah.
I remember that being the hard thing for me, because if you live in a house with people or family members, they might look at you a little side-eyed, like, what are they doing?
You're right. What's wrong with her? Yeah.
But make time for it because it's important.
And I do want to say, if we didn't say this even in the last, I think I did, in the last episode of not every, there's not demonic influence behind everything that happens in your life. There just isn't. I mean, sometimes life is just a broken world and things happen.
Absolutely.
So certainly not advocating that everything bad that happens is a demon, because it's just sometimes you just get sick, or sometimes you fall down and break a bone. You know what I mean? Like it just, yeah, what a,
absolutely. 100% agree with that, and would say that that's probably more the case than not, because I really don't think the devil's that cool, and God is so much more amazing, and I really do believe he protects us from more than we even know. But if it's in the word, and I've had this experience, and Jenna has had this experience, and many people have had this experience, it is real, and it's something to be aware of. And I believe everyone should go get deliverance. It's changed my life completely. So, take that for what it is, but absolutely. If you wake up and you're not feeling good, you're probably just not feeling good, and you caught some germ or someone sneezed on you.
Right, exactly. But also too, related to deliverance, when she's talking about that, even for believers, she's not saying that you are demonically possessed.
Right.
There's such a difference between having an oppression in your life and a possession. And you're not possessed as a believer. Can you have ways in which the enemy works into doorways into your life? Absolutely.
Oh my God.
And so that's the difference. So don't hear that we're saying that a believer can be possessed. It's not what we're saying.
Yeah. I know that we all have visuals of what that looks like, because we've seen scary movies where they have done crazy exorcisms and things like that. Know that we feel safe to talk about Bear Creek because they are professionals in this field.
That's their ministry.
Yes, this is the ministry we speak of.
Yeah.
And they would never allow that. They have the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing to do so, and it is taken care of very professional. Nothing weird or movie like that you could ever fathom or visualize is happening there.
No, not at all. It's not scary. It's not spooky. It's
not at all.
It's actually, when you think about it, it's very pragmatic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's very like, it was surprising to me. I wasn't sure what to expect when I went. And it was very like, oh, this is very calm. This is,
yeah.
This is like discernment and you know, prayers of deliverance and exercising authority and breaking off generational curses and just all of the things. Like, it was just.
And I would never even promote them, speak about them, or anything else if I did not trust them. And if it was like an exorcism type of experience, because I don't want anyone to go get spiritually abused.
Right.
That is not what Jesus did when he was on this earth. And it is not what he wants for you. That's just for show. And that's about building someone else up. That's not about taking care of you. If you go to Bear Creek, they're about taking care of you as God's beautiful daughter or son. It's that simple. It's about taking care of you, not about them looking good.
Which
is sad.
Yeah, I resisted going too for a long, long, long time just because it was so advocated by so many people around me. And I was just like, ugh, this feels gross. Like, what is this really about? And so when I finally went, I actually, well, the opportunity presented itself and I prayed about it. And it was like, yeah, I think I should go. And I'm glad I did. Really glad I did.
Amen.
And I journaled a lot while I was there, so it was good. But that's when they were still in the hotel too, and not actually in an actual ranch.
It's a ranch, folks.
It looks really cute. Yeah,
it is very cute. So get out of your head the exorcisms, because it is not that, friends. It is not that at all. And they are great people, and it's a great ministry, and it's not scary. And as a gal who likes drama, I was a little disappointed that there was no drama. I was like, y'all
that's
sure
a big
something
admission.
happened? I didn't see nothing blow up around here. And
is this
it
for
was,
real? Is this deliverance thing is it really real? Because you guys are so calm.
Yeah. An ostrich didn't wake up in the middle of the night pecking my head. What in the world? In the world, folks?
Yeah.
That stuff is real. Holy
It
moly.
Is real for sure.
Nerd. Well, I didn't, I feel bad now for everyone I didn't believe in the past. So sorry, friends out there.
She's repenting openly to everyone, letting them know. Right.
You don't know what you don't know.
And that's true. But I mean, I've heard of places, churches where they advocate so much demonic stuff that it's almost like not looking at the wonder of Jesus. It's like, it's not balanced. And so,
And that is definitely what I don't want to do.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't want to give him more, the enemy more credit than he deserves. So, but at the same time, I do acknowledge that we have a cunning enemy who is subtle in his attacks of us, how he can influence you to make one little compromise that'll lead to another compromise, which ultimately could lead to our destruction, because that's what he wants. It's his sole goal.
And the oppression that I felt before deliverance and not having a voice, I am night and day different. I have a voice now. I share all the things. I'm not oppressed anymore. And that's why, you know, I want it. It's amazing enough, the transformation in my life, that it's important enough to say, like, it's a real life thing. And God wants more for you. So if you're feeling nudged at all, I highly encourage you to, you can just do a simple Google search, Bear Creek Ranch, just like I did, and you will find their page.
They're in Savannah, right?
Cartersville, Georgia.
Cartersville.
Cartersville,
yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is 100% worth it. And the oppression is gone, folks. I can speak without shame and tell you all the things about me, and it doesn't even matter, and I have my voice back. So, and I know Jen has just had incredible things happen on her journey, so it's worth it, friends.
Yeah, totally is. So
kick the enemy to the curb.
That's right. Take back your authority.
Amen.
Oh, folks, this has been a really good conversation, but we're going to have to leave you now, but we shall return. We shall return for another episode.
Maybe Jen will take a vacation before then. Remember, friends, email Jen. Whatever the email address is, Parable Road LLC something
at gmail.com.
Yeah. Don't put it, she'll put it in the description, but you email
Every
her
time.
And you tell her, take a vacation.
Also in our description is if you're interested in either of our stories, we have both written books and the links to our books are in the description. I try to do that every single time now. So if whoop, you, whoop. Yeah. If you're interested in reading about From Stilettos to Grace or Beautiful Healing, you can go out there and get your copy.
Yes.
Or get a copy for a friend.
You know, or just we're one of our goals, friends, just so you know, we're just going to put it out there. And if the Lord just puts something on your heart right now, we just bless that in the Jesus's name. But we both want to be New York Times bestsellers. Oh, I believe that's like something crazy. Maybe 10,000 books in a week or something. I keep looking it up, but it's a lot of books. So if you want to just buy thousands of books in 1 week, you know, here we are.
Anything's
We're here
possible.
For that.
We want to accommodate you in your desire to buy thousands of books.
We do. And we will help you distribute that in any way we can. Send it to ministries, whatever you need to do.
That's legit. Women's groups. It's legit.
Jen, I think some foster homes would be great and some strip club ministries for my book. And
Agreed. For sure.
But no pressure. Sure. Only if God puts that on your heart.
That's right. That's right.
And Oprah, if you're listening, I want to be on your book club.
Renee Brown, we want you as a guest. We're calling out our favorites. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. I would sit here and cry. Like, we would have to do some sort of pre-interview because I would cry for at least a half hour. I would do it. I mean, I would just be like fangirling for a half hour. I would need to get it out of the way so I could talk like a normal human being.
I don't know that you could do that. I would have to say to Oprah, just ignore the puddle over there. She'll be with us momentarily.
Yeah. Can I give a shout out real quick? I know we're a little over, but I just want to give a shout out to our sweet sister at Wicked or Wise, Rochelle.
Rachel. What are you talking about?
Why did I call her Rochelle? Rachel. Are my beautiful podcasting friend who I adore and can't wait to hear more of her episodes. But anyway, her and her husband just had a beautiful baby boy. So
I know.
Congratulations, Rachel.
Shout out to you. Congratulations, new bouncing baby boy.
Oh my gosh. And he's so cute.
He's so little, too.
Yes, it was a miracle baby and all kinds of things were trying to, that baby was trying to come early, but God kept him in there and cooked him in. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he's a cutie. He's cutie. I think he was 5 pounds or how many ounces. Yeah, he was small.
Yeah, so congratulations to Rachel and Jonathan.
Yes.
We are very happy for you. We still owe you dinner too. So, we do. We need to go up there and see a baby soon.
I'm for it. I'm for it. Anyway. Yep. All right, folks. Until next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.